Greetings, this is James Gillen with the SETI Stargate and As You Wish Talk Radio, and we're on X, Rumble, and yada yada, we're on all of them, YouTube. We can't really post on YouTube because we get censored, so we have this odd thing about telling the truth, you know, that doesn't fit community standards. But anyway, a lot going on here. We're broadcasting live from eSETI, and we've got Peter Slattery here on my right from eSETI Australia, and Jaya Sanctuary, and he's right in the middle of a workshop here, and it's just amazing. We'll have some of the people coming up and talking about it, but before we get started, I want to go ahead and turn it over to you, Peter. Anything you want to talk about, what's happening or what you've been seeing?
Yeah, it's been an active experience here for sure. It's been 5 years since being here. I've met up with you in Hawaii, of course, yeah. And that was great there, but got here Sunday. As you can tell with my voice, it's not the best at the moment. But, yeah, the contact, the energies of the land, the people here, the staff and volunteers you've got, it's just been a wonderful time and experience and very sacred energies here. So you keep it up doing what you're doing, mate, that's for sure. Yeah.
Also, too, the heads up, the Schumann resonance has gone bonkers right now. And I heard the scientists on the air going, we don't know what this is. They have no idea. There's some kind of a major streaming energy coming from, and it's coming in, but it's not coming from the sun. So they don't know what's going on or what's happening. Anybody that's been following us knows that we've been talking about this for quite some time. But it is the 4th of July weekend, and from my understanding, from some very sources I trust, it looks like it's on, like you know, Nassar Jassar has been activated. The quantum financial system has been activated. Republic's been restored, and major arrests are coming down the pike right now. So, you know, I've been seeing them one after another. They've just been lining them up, and we're not seeing, and that's just what we're seeing. But just a little heads up, there's a lot of kabuki theater going on. You can't really go by especially what the mainstream news. Even Fox News is kind of like not covering the whole thing. But you can't trust it. You can't trust the news, especially CNN. You might as well. That's just like social engineering central, you know. It's I can't even turn on TV and watch anymore. And when I see that the Democrats especially, I mean, there's rhinos too that are involved in this, but I see the shenanigans they're playing, and they know they're lying. And if you're sensitive, you can just look at them and go, these guys are lying. Everything they're saying is a lie. And but it's definitely going on. It's global. Independence Day is actually being celebrated globally right now. And the old guard, you know, the New World Order boys are imploding. And as I said before, I felt it was going to really hit hard on the 4th of July and keep going exponentially, just more and more events happening until the whole thing implodes and we have our total freedom back again. And I think it's going to happen not just here. You know, a lot of people, what about our country? But, I mean, there's riots everywhere now. The whole planet's going off. And universal law is pressing in. And just a quick recap to tell people what's going on. So you have the source itself, God, creator, great spirit, whatever name you want to give it, the absolute, not the bearded Anunnaki gods. We're talking about something much bigger. And that's pressing in right now. And all the councils, the Andromeda Council, the Arcturian Councils, the Orion Council of Light, the Pleiadian Councils are all working together with this. And they're working with the Syrian Council, too, the feline beings, the protectors are coming in. And so that's pressing in with Space Force and the White Hats. And they flip the switch, and it's green. It's go green. And so everything's moving really fast right now. And on the dark side, you know, there's things we don't know about or definitely will not talk about on the mainstream. But you've got serpent beings and reptilians and negative grays and demonic type energies and djinn and fallen Anunnaki and all that nonsense that, you know, has been really enforcing draconian law for so long, that's all imploding and it's on its way out. So that's basically what, in a nutshell, what's happening. It's higher consciousness and energy in, coming from the source itself, and the controllers and the manipulators are imploding right now, and they're all being exposed. Everything is being revealed, and that's why we're in chaos right now. The chaos is part of the healing. So get your popcorn, you know, put your feet up, and watch the show. I really suggest get out in nature and take your shoes off and ground with these new energies coming in, because they're rough. Your body's having to adjust to these new energies. So just a little heads up, though. Today it's like we're also – oh, I didn't cover that. We're going through a major integration, and time folds are happening right now too. So seems like about every 3 to 5 days, usually about every 3.5 days, we go through another huge integration, a time fold, and the old timelines are collapsing and the new ones are coming in. So it's on, you know, it's somebody flipped the green light. I think it came from on high, but the other people are acting on that. And that's where we're at. And that's what's going on. You have any to add to that, or Peter?
No, it's pretty much, you know, what he's put in a nutshell, like you said, pretty much is what's going on. It's just we're seeing the roll-on effect. And sometimes these things do take a bit of time to see the fruit from them as well.
Yeah. And yeah, and it's like sometimes it's 2 steps forward, 1 back. So don't get freaked out, you know, when you see something in the Kabuki theater that doesn't look right. It seems like it lasts about a day or two, and then it all gets turned upside down again. So you go, oh no, it's, you know, it's not working, it's crashing, and all of a sudden it flips back the other way again. So, it, you know, don't stress out over it, you know, because stress is a killer, basically. That's what's messing us all up. But, you know, try to practice that, you know, I'm trying to remember what, loving detachment. That's the word I'm looking for right now. And don't get caught up in all the dramas. But anyway, on that note, we've got quite a few people here that we got kind of rained out last night, unfortunately, but the mountain went off and did a lot of activity. And there's some other people that were here early that got to see a lot of ships. And so we're going to bring up guests to come and talk about their experiences here at ESETI. And I just want to say one thing. We've been talking about this here. ESETI, even for over 40 years, we've had contact, documented contact. And we have the video, we have the footage. And you've been doing it for how long, Peter?
15 years.
But all your life, I mean. But 15 years you've gone public.
I've done it in this capacity, like taking people out for 15 years.
Yeah.
Telling them where the craft's going to be, what time. A lot of this is daytime as well as night, like yourself. Yeah, a long time.
Yeah, and so, you know, heads up. I mean, after 70 years of a failed disclosure, at what point do we kind of back up and say, you know, this just might be a controlled narrative, and all the TV episodes and all the main conferences and everything else are just not, they failed. I mean, they failed to bring disclosure. They failed to talk about who's on the ships, why they're here, their agendas, about the times we're going through and what's happening. It's been a complete failure, and anybody authentic has pretty much been kicked out of the UFO community. So, and I'm not going to get into it, but some of the most well-known people in the UFO community, you got to really look into their background and what they're really about, and it's going to shock you. And this is all going to be revealed. It's no different than Epstein and Diddy and all this other stuff, and the money is Luciferian money that's backing all this stuff. So it's been systematic. They've really pushed out the people that really do have contact, that know the big picture and know what's really going on. And there comes a time where we're all going to have to, like, step up to the plate and do our own research and have our own contact and make our own personal connection with Creator. And then we're going to figure it out. But if we're looking externally, it doesn't matter if you're looking for God externally, if you're looking for ETs externally, if you're looking for love and joy and bliss and acceptance and approval externally, or you're waiting for some guru to tell you what to do, how to live, and when to wipe your butt, you know, it's like you're stuck, and you're going to be there for another 70 years, you know. So anyway, I kind of want to make that point. It's it's not what you think. It's definitely a controlled narrative. And then the people that are the posers and the shills and all the other people that are participating in this are their entertainment. So basically all you have right now is you have a controlled narrative and you have entertainment. And you don't have disclosure. And so until we realize that and back up and stop participating in this and supporting, you know, the nonsense, we're going to just keep doing the same thing. And we're going to have failed, you know. We've got, you really think about it, 70 plus years, we have a fuzzy Tic Tac, you know, and a couple whistleblowers, and they have a new star, some musician or actor or something that jumps on the bandwagon. And then it disappears. It's a big flash, and then all of a sudden, nothing happens. It just goes away. But, God, I keep getting her name. Luna, what's Luna, the senator, I think? Anna Paulina Luna, right? Yeah. She's doing a great job. She's one of the few that's asking the right questions. And she just, somehow, she got a copy of our ambassador training and some of our books here, and UFOs and the Origin of Man and Religion. And so she's making the right, you know, asking the right questions. Yeah, I love it. She goes, are some of these ships, you know, like interdimensional? And they go, and you see them beating around the bush and they don't want to answer it. And then she goes, well, are there very spiritually and technologically advanced beings on some of these ships? And you see them go, you're getting out of the narrative here. You know, you're like, we want to control this, you know. And then she goes, well, they kind of seem to come and go, you know, so we don't really have control over this. And it's really funny watching it. But I watched the guys squirm, and because it's the same old thing again. But she's you can tell, I can see it in her eyes when she starts talking. You can see she's got the zinger, you know, she's got the zinger in there, and she's going to go kaboom, you know, and hit them with the big questions. But we really have to get out of the nuts and bolts and get more into the spiritual practices, which Peter's been teaching here this whole weekend, and get beyond, you know, just the physical craft and realize that there are beings that are showing up. They're coming all the way up to the 13th dimension, at least, excuse me, and showing up. And, you know, these beings, you know, are not just nuts and bolts and craft. Some are pure energy beings, and their ships are energy ships, and some are light ships and light beings on them, and some are just pure consciousness like Merkaba, which you've been talking about. So anyway, that's the big picture, and you kind of have to step out of the muggle world and do your own research. And sorry, here historically, I mean, we're making history right now with what we're filming here. And it's not fuzzy Tic Tacs. Peter's got amazing quality of physical ships that he's been filming, and light ships and Merkabas and all that. We have the same thing here. And we, you know, we have everything. We have all the evidence. We have everything. So if you want to step out of the failed narrative, you know, the controlled narrative and the failed disclosure program, you know, this is where to go. And it's all about empowering the individual to have their own experience. And you know, we're not here to entertain you. We're here to empower you to have your own experience. So anyway, on that note, if you want to add anything, and then we'll start bringing some people in.
Not even like we're the middleman. We're just holding that space for it.
Yeah.
So, but no, it's been a good weekend. Awesome group. It's been wonderful. We've been doing some Buddha Palm and clearings and connecting with the medicine wheel and going through self-mastery and initiating contact techniques and meditation. So, no, thanks for having me, mate. It's been a ball like always.
I always call Peter my brother from another mother, because we're totally on the same page. And anyways, why don't we start bringing up some guests to talk about?
Who wants to come up?
Maybe Jason, do you want to come up?
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about what you've seen. Oh, you can, Peter, stay here.
He's going to stay there.
Yeah, we can.
I'll pass him the mic. But
yeah. You're in there. Good.
All right. Hello, everybody. It's been an awesome few days I've been here. I've been a big fan of James and Peter watching them, watching James on As You Wish Talk Radio. Usually we're, a few of us here are on Rumble, and but we're here tonight, so we're not going to be on the chat, Rumble chat, but we're lucky to be here live. It's just been, it's been amazing. The first night, Thursday, when I came in, we saw some ships, Mount Adams.
Yeah.
Power up. Even on my phone, my cell phone, I got some good footage that I'm going to take back. And I know you guys got good footage, a lot better, that you'll be showing. And then last night we had some red lights.
Yeah.
That those are
big,
big red
huge
flashes.
Red lights on
there. They're a good size, yeah.
And those are kind of rare, right?
To bring yeah.
To see on that
yeah.
Phone. Yeah. So that was cool.
I guess there's no... They weren't fireworks. There was no smoke or booms or anything else.
And I mean, it's way up on the glacier.
Yeah, it's on the glacier.
In the middle of the night, way up there, trying to do fireworks.
Yeah, that'd be a rough one.
Yeah.
And then come down at night in with the rain. You know, it's like raining up there. You can tell.
Oh, yeah, that too. That kind of
be pretty
blocked
dangerous.
A lot of stuff too that we might have not seen. But tonight's going to be the good one, right?
I think tonight's going to be historic. I really do. We have new gear out there. We're going to have some crazy ships coming up, and you know, we've got the ability to get better footage of them and better technology now. So, and I really do think they're going to put on a show. With all the work we're doing here and all the people having their own contacts and doing the spiritual work, we're just sending up a huge beacon.
Yeah.
So they'll be here.
I feel it too. Yeah, and the workshop's been great. I mean, all the things that Peter's been doing, just amazing, very helpful. And I'd highly recommend you guys look into the James's transpersonal release I did. That was a huge, huge help for me.
Okay.
And Peter has a lot of things on his site too. Read that session. So I'd highly recommend.
Thank you.
Both of them. And it's just been great, great people here, and I'm excited for tonight.
Yeah. Awesome.
It's good having you, Mike.
So,
All right, we'll catch you out in the field.
All right.
Cheers, Mike. Thank you. He wants to call medics.
All right, next victim.
Hi, I'm Jane. I've been following James for quite a few years. The first time that I came here was in 2016, and the door to Cathedral Hall was halfway open, and I just peeked inside and got hit in the face with this beautiful energy. Just went, oh my God. and there was a cat sitting here as well. He knows where to hang out. And then I took one of the trainees, the ambassador training last year from James. It was great. A lot of information. And this time, with Peter, it's really amazing. You both have got so much information to share. And had a transpersonal release from James several years ago, and that was really helpful. And had a reading with Peter, and both of them are just awesome. Really good.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah. How about the ships? And talk about some of the ships you've seen out there.
Yeah, on Thursday night, it was just, every time I looked at the mountain, there's another ship.
Yeah.
And just really huge, too, really big.
Yeah, we're getting five or six in one frame. Oh, it was such seven.
Footage I was getting in about 2 and 4K.
Yeah. And we got some daytime where the door was opening on the mountain. The ships are coming out. But, I mean, we lost track of how many ships were flying over the house. It was just one after another. And these are definitely not satellites, and it's not Starlink. They're going in every direction you can imagine. So, and they have no running lights on them, no strobes. They're not planes. And, I don't know. They would have had to have a massive air show for those to be planes, because we just quit counting. I think that we're probably in the hundreds. We just, well, okay. It's a highway. Yeah.
Yeah. It's really great. So, come.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else want to go on next?
Come on. Don't be shy.
Thought you might.
We got another 38 minutes.
I'll be an unusual one. I have not met either of these gentlemen before. I have traveled the world, and I've done a lot of Buddhist work. And the one thing I did not understand was UFO. And I would almost say maybe a little hesitant of it, not fearful, but just hesitant. Mm-hmm. And I came to be, anyone listening that's on the fence about coming to something like this, I came with 27 strangers. Mm-hmm. And it has been the most rewarding. I'm sleeping outside in a tent. I'm hearing the wind through the trees. I'm 68 years old and I'm doing this. You're never too old to do this. And yes, there are things in the sky I do not understand. And tonight I am so looking forward to, but trust me, there's something up there that sees us.
Yeah, we're getting a lot of Bigfoot chatter too this weekend, which is really interesting. And they mimic things. They do a lot of mimicking. And a lot of people are hearing that. Who heard the Bigfoot out there? He's doing the whooping. Somebody was telling me, yeah, you should come up and talk about that if you want. It'd be great. But yeah, they do this whoop. They go whoop, whoop like this. And then they're making this other, trying to do a chicken, but it was terrible.
That noise is going to be fine. Remember? I'm going
to yeah, you got a computer, got it on the phone. And they're doing things that we've never heard before. And I've been hearing this. It's like almost like a firework going off. It is 4th of July, but this place where I'm at, there's a swamp. There's nobody for miles. And I keep hearing this like, this weird whistle. And I go, okay, who's doing that? And I've walked out there and I never did see anything. But it's kind of dense area. It's really thick. But no bird does that I know of. I've heard all the birds here.
I'm hearing so many sounds in yeah. the tents. And then there are like six of our tents really close together. The next morning, we're sharing what's going on.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a little tribe of all of us out there. The camaraderie here. To come and everyone is your friend. This is such an easygoing place. If you can put up with Jim's jokes.
Yeah. My dad jokes.
Thank you so much. Or
worse.
All right, thank you.
Bless yeah, there's also a, they do an owl, and they do a really bad impression of an owl, because they inhale when they talk, and they go, hoot, 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 like this, and you go, okay, come on, that's not an owl, you know, it's hilarious, and we have a young one here that likes to play with, he's a prankster, you know, he likes to shake your car and things like that. I would imagine we're going to see him this weekend. But they love the energy here, and they feel safe here, and so they're always walking through the... And we found we have a footprint of one with a size, like, 36-inch foot, you know, just massive foot. My friend that took photos of it, and he put his shoe in there with a size 12 shoe, and it's over three times bigger than his shoe, so... it's a pretty big foot. Yeah. All right. You want to talk about the...
What do you mean it?
Yeah. Or the ships or anything you've seen up here.
So this is my first time at right? the city.
Just maybe see the...
Lean over this way.
Yeah, lean over this way a little bit. Yeah,
get you in the... Here, here.
Yeah, this is my first time at E-City, and I'm staying in one of the tents... And about 3:30 this morning, I woke up and I started hearing this. Yeah. It would go longer, and yeah. it was about 9 or 10 of them in a row, and then it paused for about 45 seconds, and would start up again, and pause again. Then it would sound further away. So
yeah,
somebody was walking down the trail or something, but. Pretty awesome.
That's a good imitation because that's exactly what we all heard, and we got it on record. We recorded it as well. But and there's no birds that do that, you know.
No.
And and you can tell, you can feel when they're doing it. It's psychically, you get an impression right away, like, oh, that's Bigfoot, and then your mind talks you out of it. But you can feel them when they're tuning into you.
Pretty awesome. I've been following James since I believe the late 90s, and when you were first interviewed by Art Bell.
Oh, yeah.
Coast to Coast.
Yeah.
And so I've always been on your website or whatever, you just kind of paying attention to what was going on at East City, and I've wanted to come here for years. So it took me more than 25 years to get here, but I got here, and I'm glad I went. And this is fantastic what Peter's been teaching us.
Yeah, we have that on our website, and we left that recording on there because, you know, the stuff I was talking about 40 years ago basically is now being finally admitted to and talking about it now. And but I really loved Art Bell because he was a straight shooter and he asked the hard questions. He didn't. And then I was on the show and he goes, "What's that noise in the background?" And I said, "Oh, ship just flew over." And he goes, "Can you grab somebody to talk about it?" You probably heard that one.
Yeah.
And so I grabbed these guys, and one guy's a triple PhD Boeing engineer. The other guy is a Lockheed Skunk Works guys. And the other one was the Air Force base commander. So it's like, talk about witnesses, you know. And they said, "Look, this is not ours. We don't know what it is. There are 7 points of light that came in, got big, came right over us and stopped, and then went back. It stopped because they freaked out. When they started freaking out, they go, this thing's coming right at us, and it stopped. It could feel that they weren't ready yet, and then it backed up and went back to the mountain. But it was, I mean, you can't, you know, things like that. Like, when was that, in the 90s or something?
Late 90s, early 2000s.
Late 90s? You'd think after having an episode like that with that caliber of witnesses that disclosure would be, hey, you know, let's...
They shut down the phone lines as well.
Yeah. They shut down all the T1 lines and everything while I was on the show here. And they tried to shut us down. But luckily, my webmaster at the time worked for Banger Air Force. And he had all the bells and whistles. And they tried everything to shut him down. And they couldn't shut him down. And at the end, they shut down the T1 lines in the whole area, you know. So they didn't want that to get out, that recording. It's pretty funny.
Looking forward to Skywatch today.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for coming up.
Jeez, thank you.
Come on, we got some more. Anybody else? I think Don should come up here.
Yeah.
The Rocket Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I want to...
Don. Jeez,
I want to personally thank Don for all the work he's been doing here. Our golf cart keeps dying, our gates keep dying, and I don't know what else keeps dying. Internet keeps getting taken out. And Don always shows up, like, right on cue and puts it all together again. So he's our rocket man here.
Thanks, guys. Really appreciate it. Yeah. You guys are great. And I've been really excited this week because I got a new AI camera, and it's one of those smart web cameras you put on your laptop. It's 4K. And
smarter than I am.
Yeah, we had fun with it. It's you walk around in the field, it tracks you.
Yeah.
And so I have it pointed. Last night was the first night I had it pointed at Mount Adams. And I wanted to see how good it would do in the dusk. And it was picking up these ships on the mountain, these lights would power up, and we could see on my laptop lights that we couldn't see with the naked eye. In fact, we could even see starlight coming through the clouds that we couldn't see with the naked eye. So I'm really pumped that we can do, with the new improved internet out there on the field, that we can do some live sky watches here in the near future,
They're going to have fun with that. When we're live and the ships are flying and everything, they're going to go, the sensors.
We got so many friends.
They're going to be hitting so many buttons trying to shut that one down.
You know, now disclosure is going to be watch it live.
Yeah, watch it live, yourself,
you know.
And it's not a story that's 100 years old or 50 years old. It's like watching it live.
Yeah, and, you know, I just think that disclosure is our own responsibility.
Definitely.
Look at the government. They don't have a good track record.
No.
They don't have a good track record.
No, they wouldn't lie to us.
No. and wouldn't charge us to lie to us.
They wouldn't use deadly force on contactees.
You know? That's right. I'd take a good old boy from Southern Alabama any day. So anyways,
I love it when you get the good old boys, farm boys, and things like that, and they come out here and they see it and they see it themselves, you know, and they go, well, I can't explain this one, and I can't lie about it, you know, and so they have to reevaluate things, and it's funny watching the whole thing, but you get people that aren't just superstitious, they're totally socially engineered, they come out here and they want to know, and they see things that just change their world, change their whole life.
I would agree. There was an Air Force security intelligence gal who was out here and did intelligence audits in Europe, and we're out in the field, and we see a couple of things, but there was a ship just right overhead. It powered up, and then it looked like it dropped, like miles or thousands, hundreds of thousands of feet. It just dropped. And she said, I think it's going to land. Yeah. And everybody was kind of ooing and ahhing. It came down a long way, but did not land.
Well, you know, the Boeing engineer, the Boeing engineer that was here, he saw one coming cruising towards the mountain, and all of a sudden it just went, dropped down like this and went towards the mountain, and then just jumped straight up again and went up over the mountain. And he said, that G-force, he said, we don't have a plane that can take that, or a body or a human can take that kind of G-force, you know.
Unless they're made of jello.
Yeah, exactly. And he was shocked. He goes, I have no idea how they just did that. And it was big. It was a big old mothership that he saw. But they're like a planet. You know, they have their own gravity and they have their own. It doesn't affect them.
Yeah. But thanks, guys. Really
all right, thank
it.
You.
All
right.
You're doing a good job. Thank you, man.
Yeah, awesome.
Anybody else want to come up? That was interesting to hear that. They're here. No. Anyway, come on. We got, I think the guys should come up here. Oh, here you go.
Thanks, Val.
Hello, this is my first time here also. Mm-hmm. And it's been great seeing the lights. We saw a lot on Thursday night. And then last night it was kind of cloudy and everything, but I'm kind of camping also. And I woke up in the early morning before the sun actually like started shining, but you could see the, the outlines of the mountain again. As a matter of fact, I'm so amazed by how like the distance is so relative here, because I was looking in the totally, when I went to bed, I was looking in the totally wrong part of the sky for the mountain. And when I woke up and I could see the outline of it, it wasn't totally different place, but it was all lit up, and I saw all these lights going on that, you know, I couldn't see the night before because of, you know, the clouds and everything, and that was pretty cool. But for me personally, I like the whole ascension part of this and the spiritual support that you get here, as far as having a community that understands light energies and who we are, and supporting us in becoming the fullness of what we can. And during the last 5 years, I've been very moved by COVID. Was a great awakening for me as far as all the lies and deceptions and everything that's been inverted. And it's so nice to have people here that you can talk about stuff, and you know, you can be open about it and share things. And because where I'm back home, everybody's vaccinated and nobody wants to hear, and I'm the odd one out. So I very much have appreciated the community here, and the food's been great, and the people are wonderful, and the energy of the land is wonderful, and it's just wonderful. So thank you.
God bless you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
In a couple of years, you'll be able to do the big neener, you know, because it's all, actually in a couple of weeks, it's all coming out now. What really went on there, and it's all being exposed. But It's sad, you know. It's sad because, you know, there are some remedies out there, and people need to go do their own research and try to get this stuff out of their system. But I do think there's hope. There's new technologies coming out, and the med beds are going to roll out pretty soon, and that'll help. But you got to get that stuff out of your system. You know, there's a lot of different. There's chelation technologies, and you know, I'm not a doctor. I can't practice medicine, so I can't give any advice. But if I were me, I'd get some colloidal gold and some natokinase and some few other things in my system. You know, there are a lot of remedies out there if you do research. And I think it was bromelain, natokinase, and good C, magnesium. Things like that, you know, but really do your own research, you know. On that. All right, come on, we got more people up there. I think our German friend over there wants. Oh, here we go.
We got another one to come up as well.
All right, yeah, they should come up and just sit in the front. And we'll get you.
In the hot seat.
Yeah, no. I've been watching these guys. I think the big thing that drew me here was your integrity. You know, the way you talk about your intention. And, you know, I actually didn't, like, I was looking at his eyes the first time. I go, they're so clear. Like, you just, like, see heaven in your eyes. I just go, these people have got it going on. So that's what really drew me here. That's really true. And I love your sense of humor. I studied vaccines for 4 years before the plague, so I actually was warning people there's so many cures already. I was posting on Facebook, of course, I got black one pretty fast. But lumbrokinase, not nato, if you've got the long calamari plots, is what works. So, anyway, yeah, I could go on for medicine for a long time. I'm not a doctor, but my daughter-in-law's pediatrician told her that in a week she knew more than he had studied in his entire career.
Yeah.
And I've studied it for 4 years or 5 years. Anyway, but here, I'm just a newbie, but I saw all kinds of lights on that mountain.
Yeah.
Everybody was seeing them. They were everywhere. Yeah, there was no mistaking the fact that you were seeing
them. Yeah. And they, you know, Peter... when were you here last when you filmed that?
Oh, that was actually 10 years ago. I filmed other stuff.
Yeah, but we filmed people are going, oh well, those are campers, you know. And Peter's filming it and this camper takes off and flies into space, you know. So that illuminated that. And then I said, well, let's see if the door will open, and I have a laser and I go knock knock and Peter's filming it, and all of a sudden it goes boom boom like the big turquoise blue light, you know, opens up on the door. And we had a guy here, I keep brain farting. Rob Freeman, yeah.
Like a $200, I think it was $150,000
here. Yeah.
All and military.
He had all the best military thermal, night vision.
And he was ready to debunk it.
And he came to debunk what was going on. And so after he was done, he said, you know, I have more questions than I have answers.
I'm moving so quick around the mountain. And he said he's got somehow he can determine what the light source is, like LED, halogen.
Mm.
The thing came up, the closest thing was starlight.
Mm.
And he said it's not earth light. It's not a light made here by that humans would use. And he said it's cold light, which was really interesting. He said there's no body attached to it. There's no heat signature. He goes, I don't know. It's outside of those parameters, you know, but I think they're light beings cruising around. That makes sense that they're beings. Can you see them all moving together? And there's a pattern to it. And they all just cruise right up to the top of the mountain over and they're moving all back and forth. And then you see the big ones come in that are light ships, and they'll come in, they'll power up and do a little show, and then they go down and go right into the mountain. They dematerialize and just rematerialize right inside the mountain. So, you know, there's no explanation other than otherworldly or what would you, other dimensional. That's mm-hmm. the only thing that really makes sense, you know. So.
I mean, you have tons of proof. I also woke up at 3:30, and now I'm wondering if I didn't hear that because I thought, oh my gosh, I'm not there by those tents, and I was woken up too. So,
oh yeah,
wild, yeah.
Probably need
probably
woke up to it, yeah.
Anyway, that's it. I'm 74, so like I got you deep.
Wow,
amazing.
Yeah, so like you know, you're never too old to come.
I thought you were like 40 at the most.
Yeah, I work at it.
Yeah, I wouldn't even say 40, you know. Good job.
You want to tell about
I'm 25. No. Again and again and again. Three times over. No.
Well, I want to tell you a story that I didn't get to tell you last year when I was here for the Ambassadors Program.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so the weekend I came, the first night we counted over 130 ships. And then the next night we counted over 200 ships.
Yeah.
It was a busy weekend. And I have a habit of getting up very early and writing. And so it's Sunday morning, I get up super early at like 5:30 or something, and I go trot out to the field and with my notebook. And there are all these venticular clouds lined up on the far side of the mountain.
Yeah.
And they're just lined up moving towards the mountain. And on top of the mountain is this enormous venticular cloud. Or lenticular cloud. And, I mean, it's enormous. It more than covers the mountain and the base of the mountain and such. And but there's light in the middle of it. And so I'm just, you know, I'm looking at this going, well, Sunday morning at the ranch. Here we are at East Setting. And so I start to do my journaling thing, and I'm totally into whatever I'm writing. And I just feel this amazing energy. And I look up, and the enormous lenticular cloud is above me. The center is lit up. And what was so extraordinary was that everything I could see from below, there was nothing mechanical that I saw. I could feel the energy. I could hear something that was not a natural sound. But it looked like liquid agate moving through. Mm. And it was enormous. It covered the field. It was spectacular. So I just sat there, having no idea, you know, just grateful beyond imagination to have this moment, having no idea what to do about this beautiful moment except to just sit there and stare at this moving, one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen in my life. It looked like moving stone and stars and things. And then it just slowly dissipated. And so I actually, I didn't even tell Jesse about this. I like had to leave after this because I was so bowled away. I couldn't speak to anybody. I couldn't, it was just such an extraordinary experience. But it was, I went home, and within that week was when I decided I was going to do all of this education programs and extraterrestrial studies. So I'd already begun one, but then also start a podcast and such. So I want to thank you both, because I've been following Peter as well. Yeah. And so thank you for that. And
awesome.
And whoever's hanging out in the mountain because it was exceptional.
We had That's a crazy. Big lenticular cloud. When I first found this property, there's a massive lenticular cloud over it, and then all of a sudden it just went and fingered up into all these like fingers, purple fingers. It was orange and kind of pinkish orange, and then it looked like something out of the Old Testament, you know, in the movie, and I'm just going, wow, this is crazy. And I look up, and there's two eagles, bald eagles, flying right above my head. I've got tears coming down. I'm getting the total download. And then there's another one, another lenticular cloud there, and I go, you know, I'll bet there's a UFO in there. And the UFO drops down and let me see it and went back up into the cloud again. You know, so it's pretty funny. But that's when I found this place. There's no doubt whatsoever that this was... It's about almost 40 years ago now.
That's a pretty clear sign.
Yeah. When I thought they said, you know, if you build it, they will come. But what they really said is if you build it, you were dumb, you know, because they didn't come for a long time. But now everybody's starting to come and check it out, which is not.
Thank you.
You can even talk about the eagles and the daytime ships.
Talk about that. We've had this phenomenon here, and it seems whenever we see the eagles, there's ships right next to them, really close to them, and I don't know exactly what the connection is. I'm not even sure if those are eagles, you know, it might be something else. And we photograph them, they have this incredible aura around them, the eagles do. And they come in and they start screaming, you know, we hear them coming, and they come right over the ranch and circle a little bit. And we go out there, and in the last few times we've gone out there, one we saw like a turquoise blue ship, and then a metallic flash next to it. And the last one we just saw was, it was really weird. There was a dark ship that was dark, and it had a little bit of a black cloud around it. And we asked the higher beings about that. What was that? And they said, don't even tune into it. They said, we took care of it. Don't even think about it. You know, that group you don't want to work with, but we're very protected here. But the other one, the one that flashed kind of looked like a boomerang type of ship, you know, it's metallic and it threw a big flash off. But when they come in, usually, especially when the big motherships are coming and they're getting ready to power up, they usually have some scout ships that come in, and they're just flashing like crazy. And they come in, the big ship's coming, and they let you know. And then we just had that happen last week. We had a ship come was circling the mountain, and then we talked about it. We just got a witness testimony on some people about it. And they saw it just circling and circling and circling. And all of a sudden, in the middle of it, this big, long, cylinder-like ship powers up. And it just appears. And then it started turning like at a 45-degree angle and went right in just to the right side of the mountain. It just went right into the ground. And so everybody's going, well, that's Starlink. And I said, I don't think Starlink's going to be going into the mountain. You know, it's like... But there are things that look like Starlink, and we know what Starlink is, and we go on Heavens Above, and we used to have J-Tracker and everything else. And so we know what's up there, and we have – what's the app you use?
I use NightSky. I put that – so when I'm filming it off the camera, I've got a phone adapter above it, so like it's a phone holder. So wherever I point the camera, I'm seeing real time with the satellites. And from what I was told – by some, not just one, but a number of people, is that all satellites are catalogued on there. There might be space junk that isn't, but even Department of Defense, they're just catalogued as something else up there. Yeah. They're not saying we're Department of Defense and a spy satellite. They've just got a number and code to it. So, yeah, it's definitely helpful.
Yeah, and it's important, you know, because we automatically see something, we dismiss it as a satellite, but... You know, if it doesn't have, it's not a plane, if it doesn't have a strobe or running lights on, usually red and green or red and blue. And it's not you see them turn, you see them power up, you see them respond to us. They're treetop level. They're coming in right over the house.
And there is no way these are satellites. And anybody who's a real scientist would see this. And we've had scientists out here saying that these things are going like 780,000 miles an hour. Some of them, they did the math on crossing the horizon. So we don't have anything that does that. And you'll see them going several thousand miles an hour and make a right angle turn, or going right at each other and then going back the other way. You know, there's no way these are satellites. But, you know, a lot of people just want to hear that. They want to hear the officialdom come out and say, oh, well, we looked at that and that's a satellite. And we had, I think it's James Todd at the OMSI Planetarium, and we took some footage to him where the ship landed on the mountain and morphed into three or four and back to one again on the mountain. And he goes, oh, that's a space station. Yeah. And so and people go, oh, okay, it's been debunked, you know. And I go, well, last time I looked, I didn't think space station could actually land on Mount Adams and morph into four, you know. And you see something like that and you go, you know, obviously, you know, I don't want to call this guy an idiot, so I won't. But you're either part of the controlled narrative and you're part of the debunking crew, or you're about as smart as a fence post, you know. But you know, when you see something do that, you're going, okay, my God, that's on the mountain and it's morphing into three or four ships and back to one again. That is not the space station. And they know it's not the space station, you know. So, but this has been going on for God knows how many years. I have so much footage like that. And, but I think it's really important because I want really people to come out here and see for themselves. And then it's like when Danny Dyer was come out here, he went all over the world, didn't see anything. And he came to East Sydney and he goes, I'm on UFO overload. I can't handle anymore. You know, his whole mind got turned around. And it was a real eye opener for him. And he said, he goes, I've been everywhere. And he goes, I've seen it myself. Nobody can take this away from me, this experience. And it was really a good ending. But I think that's what's, when he said that, I go, you know, that's really important. When you see it yourself, nobody can take this away from you. You know, nobody's going to debunk it. They'll try, you know, they'll give you some stupid excuse like it's space station landing on Mount Adams, you know, but I mean, it's so obvious that that's just ridiculous. Do you have anything to?
No, like, as we've talked about, disclosure comes from within and you need your own experience.
Yeah. Yeah, we've got, we just only have like a couple minutes left because we've got to play the outro on this. And even though it's a live broadcast, when they replay it, we have to put an outro on it, so we'll have to be signed off. But anyway, you know,
thanks for having me,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, yeah, you guys are the gurus. you know it's all what guru means, G-U-R-U, you know, basically. And so we're not here to create a following, you know. We're not here to cash in on this, you know. We're here to empower people and expand people's mind into the greater family of man and the multidimensional universe, and the fact that we are multidimensional beings and we exist on a vibrational continuum. We're not just bodies and personalities. And that's the trap, you know, the external programming is the trap. You know, we think God's external. We think our love and acceptance and approval is external. Even these beings that are coming up to us, it's an internal experience because it's a multidimensional experience. I mean, you will see back engineered craft, you will see Space Force ships up there and things like that, but that's just the tip of the iceberg. You know, there's a much bigger picture. So I'll let you close it out, Peter. And
thank you, James. Thank you, crew and everyone. And thank you all for watching, and have a beautiful night.
All right. Thanks, everybody.